We're always interested in new technology, hardware or software that can improve the everyday lives of blind and partially sighted people. And today we are going to talk a little bit about a new app which can be downloaded to smart devices, a little bit like GPS. It's called Soundscape and is the brainchild, if you like, of Microsoft and Guide Dogs. And it gives blind or partially sighted people audio feedback on where they are if they're walking about all through their smart device. Now we have with us Jenny Cook from Guide Dogs to tell us a little bit more about the project itself. Jenny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
So tell me then about Soundscape. Where did the idea come from?
Well, as a charity, we are always looking for and finding alternative ways to support people with sight loss. And as we know, when you're living with sight loss, getting around towns and cities can be daunting. And choosing where you go and what you do is an impossible dream for too many people. So we had an opportunity to start to work with Microsoft. And we came up with the idea of using surround sound to support people when they're moving out and about in the built environment.
How long has it taken to get to the stage where the app is now available?
It has been a collaboration that has developed over a period of 7 years as we have worked through what we are going to do together. So there have been lots of reiterations of this over a period of time, and you may have heard me talk actually on this radio station before previously as we've released concepts of this work out there for people to have a play with and have a look at from a press and a tech point of view. But really, over the last 2 years, we have honed in to develop this app in the entirety that has now been released out into the App Store.
When you were creating the app, I mean, what was the feedback like in the user groups? Were they really excited about this?
Yes. I mean, the whole premise of this app is that it has been co-produced along the way with people with vision impairments. And I have to give a big shout out and thank you for all the volunteers who are giving all their time and support, some of them significant amounts of time, to ensure that this has been developed into a product that people with vision impairment really would like to use. So it hasn't been developed by techies for techies. It has been co-produced with people with vision impairment on what they have told us that's what they need and that's what they would like.
So tell me about the app then. If I was to download that to my iPhone and start it up, what would it do for me?
What it will do, it will help paint a picture around you through sound of what's actually out there. And it can help you understand the layout from a built environment and from a road perspective as to the environment that you're moving through, give you information on potential landmarks, give you information on potential shops or cafes or leisure centres. Road junctions is something that it comes up with as well. So it allows you through surround sound to paint that picture yourself, but in a meaningful way to you, because everybody will choose different wayfinding points or want to know different information as they move around that environment.
So if I was to go out on the streets with Soundscape then on my phone, I could walk along the street, it'll tell me the junctions and roads, or perhaps tell me what cafe is beside me. Can it also differentiate then using the 3D sound where these items are?
Absolutely. Depending on your headset, it should be able to portray to you through a three-dimensional sound as to the location of whatever is being called out.
Okay, so if my favourite coffee shop was on the left-hand side of the road, would it come through my left ear, that kind of thing?
You should hear it through your left ear then, yes.
Fantastic. Now, this, I imagine, would really complement someone who works with a guide dog, someone like myself, actually, because
yes,
you could use bone-conducting headphones then, which means your ears
absolutely
are plugged up and you can work the dog and listen to the environment, because people would probably be concerned about having earphones in.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it is entirely up to the individual which headsets that they use, and we have trialled bone-conducting headphones. Some people still prefer to have the little sort of button plug-in headphones, and various different things are on the marketplace. It is purely choice as to what headphones people would like to use. But the whole co-production of this is that the app is designed to supplement or complement existing mobility aids, whether that be a guide dog or a white cane or even a sighted guide. It is there to provide that information that's personal to the individual and allow them to move around with more confidence.
Does it cover the whole of the UK?
It does. It is based on OpenStreetMaps and it covers the whole of the UK. And in fact, if you look at some of the videos that are on the Guide Dogs website, you will hear a lot of Scottish accents in there as we've trialled it across the UK, one in Edinburgh, one in Hull, and also down in Coventry in the Leamington area.
Also joining us, we have with us Jarnail Chuch from Microsoft. Jarnail, thank you very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Tell me a little bit then, Jarnail, about your job and your input on the project.
My title is Innovation Architect, but my background is in design, user experience. I'm a member of the Enable team inside our AI&R, which is Artificial Intelligence and Research Group inside Microsoft, specifically working as part of the Enable team, which is also responsible for the recent work that we did with eye gaze and eye tracking that went into Windows 10. I guess along with Amos Miller, when he was a trustee of the Guide Dogs organization about 6 or 7 years ago, he was the one who introduced me to Guide Dogs. And following a couple of initial preliminary meetings to get to know each other better, I, along with Amos, have been, I guess, right there from the beginning from a Microsoft point of view, both in terms of developing the partnership that we have with Guide Dogs, but also the concept and the idea and the experiences, the value and the philosophy behind Soundscape.
Jenny's told us a little bit about the app and how that works, but was it quite innovative? Because when we think of apps, they're probably extremely visual for many people, whereas this relies a lot on sound.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that makes Soundscape quite unusual. My colleagues inside Microsoft have recently produced the Seeing AI app that focused on that particular approach and that particular avenue. One of the decisions that we took, and this was based on a lot of research that we carried out when we were doing the original conceptual development and really getting to know and understand the challenges that people face, was to think about what would make the experience as natural and as intuitive as possible. And that's where we really, I think, settled on using audio, and in particular spatial audio, in a way that to a person would feel natural, unobtrusive, and in a way that would not disrupt what they were doing, the people that they were with, or whatever activity that they were engaged in. Because we're all familiar and very naturally processed sound that's going on around us. And our feeling was that we wanted to capture a little bit of that natural, almost innate human ability that we have and bring that to life through soundscape.
Where do you start when you're looking to create something like this? Because, you know, initially this is almost like a GPS app when it uses 3D sound, which can move around the headphones to give people a bit of picture of the landscape. But how do you start with something like that?
I think there's a couple of things I think which are absolutely critical that from a design and from an experience point of view that you have to do irregardless of whatever challenge or issue it is you're trying to address. And the first, I think, is to do research, both in terms of understanding the challenges and issues associated with this space. But in this case, for us, it meant going out there, spending time with people who are blind, understanding firsthand some of the challenges and issues that they face day in and day out. And right there, at that particular point, being able to ask what the nature of that challenge was, how that made them feel, how that restricted them from doing what they wanted to do. But equally then starting to explore in that very open, very transparent discussion that we used to have with the folks that we were working with, what would make this an empowering experience? What would make this something that you would feel naturally inclined and confident to want to and to be able to do? And I think just getting out there and experiencing firsthand and being there with the people that you're designing systems and these technologies for is absolutely critical. And it also helps to build up empathy and insight and understanding. And But one of the things I think you do when you're engaged in this way is, to some extent, reserve the right to ask questions that may appear naive, but they enable, I guess, us as designers to understand the parameters associated with the experience of another person.
Was it an exciting project to work on? I imagine it's quite different from what you've been on before.
Yeah, very different, because essentially we're breaking new ground. Using sound in this way so that you're able to hear call-outs come from the points of interest or the landmarks relative to where you are, so that if you move, and remember, it's we as people who are mobile, not necessarily the technology that we carry around with us, but when we as people move in the spaces and places that we live and pass through, being able to then associate a landmark or a point of interest relative to you is something that hasn't really existed before. And what we wanted to do was to really sort of understand the value to the end user of that particular experience. Because very often, when you're working with new or leading edge technology, it's quite easy to become enamored of the technology and lose sight of the human experience that we're trying to design or create for. And I think that was one thing that we tried to be very, very mindful of all the way through, particularly asking ourselves the question, what is the right experience? What is the right outcome? What is the empowering aspect of this experience for this person doing this activity at this particular point in time? So really getting down to that level of detail.
I've been out working my guide dog with the app. We've been out and about with it. And, you know, it's a great app to use to actually have these audible directions, if you like, and you're hearing the sound and the places moving around you, giving you that better picture. I think what also I liked about it was you can plot your own points on this. With the app itself, is it something which will continue to update as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And firstly, it's great to hear your feedback. That's just wonderful. Because I think one of the things that we're very mindful of, and particularly the partnership that we've developed with Guide Dogs here and with the Lighthouse for the Blind and Guide Dogs USA as well, is taking the time to make sure that the technology that we're introducing, because it's quite new and quite novel and quite different to what a person may have experienced before, we wanted to really make sure that people were able to quickly grasp what it was and how it would work for them. So I think from that point of view, it's wonderful to hear your feedback. And right now for us, I think the most important thing is to really learn from what people are actually using Soundscape for, what's working for them, what they would like to see it have or provide for them as additional capabilities or additional features. Because our plan is to obviously see what people are doing with it, carry on engaging in the way that we have in the past, and then making sure that the new experiences, the enrichments that we provide to what we currently have, continue to add value in a meaningful way.
Jenny, if people would like more information on this, where can they get that?
They can get it from Guide Dogs website. We have a page called Services We Provide, and there's a little box there on technology, and you can find out all about it there and some videos that we've taken with some guide dog owners actually out there using the app, and also a young person using it with their white cane. And also you can find the app in the iOS App Store, in Apple App Store, and it's downloadable now, and it is free. And our website details are guidedogs.org.uk.
Well, let's hope people do download the app and try it out and give some feedback as well. But in the meantime, to Jenny and to Jarnell, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Thank you.